WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. Ever feel like you're just reacting to life instead of actually living it? Like you're caught in this whirlwind of choices, some good, some not so much, and you're left wondering, how did I even get here? Well, my friends, that's where self-awareness comes into play. It's like having a built-in GPS for your life, guiding you towards better decisions, stronger relationships, and ultimately, a happier, more fulfilled you. Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-awareness and how it can be a secret weapon for making choices that actually serve you. First things first, self-awareness isn't about becoming some super serious introspective guru. It's about understanding yourself, your strengths, weaknesses, motivations, triggers, the whole package. Think of it like getting to know your inner circle better, those unique personalities within you that sometimes clash, sometimes collaborate, and ultimately shape who you are. You got to know your crew before you can navigate life's crazy road trip. Number 2. Self-awareness is about recognizing your emotions, not suppressing them. Emotions are powerful forces, right? They drive our actions, influence our thoughts, and color our worldview. But if we're constantly running from or ignoring them, they just fester and explode in unhealthy ways. Learn to identify those feelings, anger, sadness, joy, fear, name them. Then, ask yourself, what triggered this emotion? What need is it trying to fulfill? Understanding the root cause can help you manage your reactions and make more conscious decisions. Third, self-awareness means actively listening to feedback from others. We all have blind spots, those areas where we're just plain clueless about ourselves. But here's the thing. Other people see us in ways we don't. They notice things we miss. So, when someone gives you constructive criticism, even if it stings a little, take it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Next up, self-awareness is about being mindful of your thoughts. Our brains are constantly chattering away, spinning stories, making assumptions. But not all those thoughts are helpful or accurate. By practicing mindfulness, paying attention to your thoughts without judgment, you can start to identify unhelpful patterns and break free from them. Think of it like training your inner critic. You wouldn't listen to a constant barrage of negativity from a friend, right? Treat your own mind with the same respect. Finally, remember that self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and honest reflection, but the rewards are immense. When you truly know yourself, you can show up more authentically in every aspect of your life, relationships, work, hobbies, everything. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Your heart is racing, you're fuming, and you're tempted to yell at the other drivers. But instead, you take a deep breath, acknowledge your anger, and ask yourself, what triggered this? Is it really worth jeopardizing my well-being over this? You realize that focusing on your frustration won't solve anything. So, you switch on some calming music, use the time to mentally prepare for your meeting, and arrive feeling calm and collected. That's self-awareness in action. Self-awareness isn't just about avoiding bad decisions, it's about making choices that align with your values and goals. It's about understanding your strengths and weaknesses so you can play to your advantages and seek support when needed. And most importantly, it's about cultivating a deeper sense of self-compassion, being kind, and understanding towards yourself on this journey we call life. Remember, building self-awareness is an ongoing process. So be patient with yourself, keep exploring, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Now, go out there and make some awesome decisions. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could benefit from a little self-awareness boost. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay mindful, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.